Chapter 3. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider the apostle, and chief priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Being steadfast to him, who did appoint him, as also Moses in all his house. For of more glory than Moses hath this one been counted worthy, inasmuch as more honor than the house hath he, who doth build it. For every house is builded by someone, and he, who did all things did build, is God. And Moses indeed was steadfast in all his house, as an attendant, for a testimony of those things that were to be spoken. And Christ, as a son over his house, whose house are we, if the boldness, and the rejoicing of the hope unto the end we hold fast. Wherefore, as the Holy Spirit saith, today, if his voice ye may hear, ye may not harden your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of the temptation in the wilderness. In which tempt me did your fathers, they did prove me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, always do they go astray in heart, and these have not known my ways. So I swear in my anger, if they shall enter into my rest, exclamation. See, brethren, lest there shall be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in the falling away from the living God. But exhort ye one another every day, while the today is called, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of the sin. For partakers we have become of the Christ, if the beginning of the confidence unto the end we may hold fast. In its being said, today, if his voice ye may hear, ye may not harden your hearts, as in the provocation. For certain having heard did provoke, but not all, who did come out of Egypt through Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with those who did sin, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they shall not enter into his rest, except to those who did not believe? And we see that they were not able to enter in, because of unbelief.